This is the whole fucking show, Rob Van Dam. Just want to let you know, you're listening to Matt Mania Podcast. Yeah.
Yep.
Gang, gang.
That's right.
Back.
Matt Mania Podcast is in the building, folks.
Yes, yes, yes. We are here back again. Another episode.
Meek Mill is home.
Yep.
Woo!
Congrats on that for real, though.
You know, need that milk.
Well deserved.
Yeah, I'm not gonna knock the man for being
you
home.
You fuck around, get killed.
I'm actually more amazed that you know that, and I don't.
Shout out El Neo.
I'm kind of amazed. That's,
hey, boys and girls.
Like, that is the intro everybody talks about, and I'm like,
fuck around, get killed.
Why? The beat's not hard. Like, what is it about that?
It's, you know what, people draw off the energy when it comes to type of things. Like,
that's stupid.
What I've noticed, it is. And listen, what I've noticed, even in just being a producer myself, like, people feed off
shameless
energy
plug.
Really tough. So if the come on, man, they know me anyway. G1 to the rescue in the building, you know what it is. Anyway, one thing I noticed from being a producer, people feed off of energy so much that a lot of times, as long as the shit up's loud and as long as there's a bunch of people in the room that's feeling it, half the time it doesn't even have to make sense. It may not even make sense to you as a producer, but if it makes sense to the artist and the rest of the people in the studio going crazy, then you just have to go with that energy.
You know what doesn't make sense is Eric Young is now fighting for the title, the NXT title.
Hey, we're not talking wrestling yet,
well,
buddy.
Well.
So, get it.
I know we just jumped right into things, but as it sounds, that the room is divided. It's like 50-50 on
yes.
Meek's music, but everybody's happy that he's home. So,
yes.
Welcome back, Meek.
Absolutely.
Nobody wanted to see nobody locked up in the pen behind
me. Not for OBS.
But,
he got picked up by a white man.
What was his charge?
A wealthy white man.
What was his charge?
I took him directly to the 76ers game.
Hold on for
where
a
he rang the bell.
Let's let the people know who's in here today.
Because oh, yeah.
We're short one man, and then we got a... off the bench.
Yeah,
this is the sixth man.
This is the Roderick Strong of the Undisputed Era.
Ah,
freshly
yes,
picked.
Yes,
freshly
yes,
picked.
Damn. I gotta do it right.
So T called a villain in the building. We don't got Mega Rand. He's
south of the border.
Taking a little vacay for his wife's B day.
With me gente.
So you know. He gets to do those type of things. So right now, replacing him for the time being, we got
yours truly. G1, a.k.a. G1 to the Rescue, Cure for the Common Negro,
a.k.a. G-Wizzle,
1313, a.k.a. King J'Challa.
Wakanda, forever.
What's going on?
Yeah, Neo's on one today. We're like 6 minutes, not even 6 minutes, 3 minutes in, and this dude is just on one. Extra turn today.
That's good energy, just like we were talking
Speaking
about.
Speaking of Neo,
this is why people listen to the podcast for the Neo X.
I thought so.
So, ladies and gentlemen,
he's segueing into his own podcast, into the Neo X show.
I'm pretty sure I'll get like three more followers.
Three more followers before then?
Maybe.
The Neo XXX show.
Oh,
so,
man.
Oh. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is your boy, the Neo X on the Twitter device.
I don't think you want to say women and children after I said triple X.
Yeah.
Pause, sir.
Pause.
That's pause. Not really pause-worthy.
Not the greatest.
That's not a pause. That's not really pause-worthy. That's just more inappropriate.
Facts.
So, way to go,
censorship.
Buddy. Way
fact
to go.
Though. Well, I was just pausing him.
Yeah, you know. So. Yes, and I am the one and only, the legendary Brock Knowledge. Hater of all things.
Brock
Hater of all things loved by everyone else is,
legend,
is my mantra.
Legend in his own mind.
Absolute,
his
absolute
own
legend in my own mind. I am the king of Rockstradamus.
Right, there you go.
You know?
He is a stealer of baby's candy.
I do not steal baby's candy.
He is the cutter of old ladies in line.
Toddlers, not
Yo,
babies.
You want to hear a funny story? You want to hear a funny, funny story?
Yeah, go ahead.
He is the kicker of puppies.
No!
I would never.
He is the punter of penguins.
This is a great moment
the
in rock history.
The fighter of horses.
This took place
German
probably.
German suplexes, German shepherds.
Yo, this took place probably 8-9 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was working over right off of 24th in Peoria. Lunchtime, went to the old original QT on 19th at Camelback, or Peoria, because they closed it, because they built the one on 19th and Dunlap.
The original, the one that was like south of Dunlap.
Yes, the original QT that was right there.
Peoria.
Yeah.
That so one was a death trap.
I go up in there, it was. I go up in there, well, it's in the slope.
Yeah.
I go up in there for lunch, I'm grabbing a couple hot dogs, and this old white lady is like, you know, struggle walking
mm-hmm.
to grab something.
Mm.
And she comes up to me and she asks me if I can do her yard. I was flabbergasted.
It's because you're genetically predisposed to yes. do yards.
So after I gave her like the ice grill death stare, I proceeded to grab a hot dog off of the grill and drop said hot dog into her purse. So, yes. Someone's grandmother may have been reaching for her heart medication and grabbed a weenie.
A steamy weenie.
Hey, wow. Don't be a racist asshole.
I think it would be funny because I was watching Nacho Libre, and I was watching this the scene where he throws the corn in the guy's eye. How funny if we had two hot dogs and you jammed them in that old lady's eyes.
I've never seen Nacho Libre.
Dude, I saw this YouTube video where this guy was following people around in the grocery store putting hot dogs in their pockets.
That's so wild, yo. And then, yo, apparently, I was on the wave early.
The innovator of hot dog person. I got Brock knowledge.
And then he would like go into another aisle and just like watch. That's them reach into their pocket and find the hot dog in their pocket. Dog. And this one guy tried to tell the store that he was trying to pick his pocket because he was trying to put a hot dog in his pocket.
Oh, hey, man, look. Man. I was at a Circle K one hot time, and this little kid had like a little bouncy ball, and he threw it at me two times. And the third time that he hit me with the ball, I picked up the ball, opened up the door, and threw that bitch into the street. I give no fucks, bro. Don't fuck with me.
Yeah, little kids and old ladies, don't fuck with me.
Dave was almost right. The stealer of little kids' toys.
There you go.
Right, yeah.
Hey, man. Don't be a little asshole, little kid.
Ooh, Alistair just got him with a shining wizard. All right, go.
Okay.
Oh, Alistair hitting shining wizards?
Yeah.
David's over here.
I'm watching NXT.
Mr. LDLX is watching NXT.
Adam Cole, baby.
So, yo, do we want to do the put over first, or do we want to hop right into the craziness of the week so far?
No, let's put these overs over, and then we'll.
You want to start off?
Putting overs over, brother.
Yeah, I guess I'll start off if you want to end on you, and then you can talk about the craziness. So, this is T called a villain. I'm going to put over the Venom trailer that was just released.
We are Venom.
Yes. Oh, so those three words just guts. There. We are Venom and then guts.
Guts.
Well, the words "we are Venom" just struck a chord with me when I saw that, because that means that they actually gonna try to be like somewhat close to the source material.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, as I was discussing off air with my cohorts here, just the fact that it looks like it's like a darker take for most things like that. I mean, it's Venom, so a darker take on it looks good, but it just looks like a Dark Knight Batman Begins type of feel for the Venom movie. I love those movies, so if that's gonna feel like that, I'm totally fine with that. I fucks with Venom and with the dude who's playing Venom, Tom Hardy. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
See, I would mess with Venom if he started off as like a bad guy role.
But he is a bad guy, and that is how he starts off.
Right, but he's coming into his new movie as the anti-hero, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know? Understand what the ramifications of an anti-hero. Like, he gives a crap, but he doesn't really give a crap.
Yeah, like, even in the preview, it showed him say, he was talking to Venom in his head, and he said, if you're going to stay, you can only hurt bad people. Right. And then Venom held like, him up against the wall, and he said, we can do whatever we want. So...
Yeah, I don't know.
So, you know, he's the good side fighting the symbiote, which is the bad side, which is why
he's the
anti-hero. But, I mean, hey, Deadpool is a bad guy and an anti-hero, but in the movie they only played him as
– Yeah,
they played him way more for laughs and as the good guy.
He breaks off more of a comedic role, which is, you know, for entertainment versus, you know, Venom being, you know, a stone-cold killer.
Venom being
Deadpool has also put a sword in Wolverine's head, so – But man, in the movie, they're only playing jokes, so...
Man, look. I watched that trailer. I thought it was a bag of shit. I was very unimpressed.
Thought it was a bag of stinky Venom.
I was not happy with it. I like the fact that it's dark, but I kind of thought when he went...
I like the fact that there's no Topher Grace underneath the Venom costume.
We will never
Foreman could never play Venom could never be done right when Homie from that 70s show.
That shit sucked.
Like when Tobey Maguire was strutting down the street.
Tobey Maguire was a horrible Spider-Man.
He was doing his dance.
Topher Grace, thank you for messing up my favorite character.
When he was
when he was Venom at the time. Parker. Yeah,
yeah. I'm not convinced they're gonna redeem themselves with this movie though. I think it's gonna be terrible.
So you remember in Spider-Man 3 when he was?
I forgot about Spider-Man 3.
I want to forget about Spider-Man.
Hold on, I'm about to remind y'all of something that you're gonna be like, "Wow, that was ridiculous." When he was fighting Spider-Man, and then he took the Venom mask off of his, so he was Venom, but you could see the Topher Grace face. Why was his teeth sharp? His actual regular teeth.
Yeah.
Like, once the Venom came off and he was talking, he had pointed teeth. Venom is only supposed to be.
Maybe he had bad teeth growing up as a kid.
Maybe he had symbiote in his mouth.
He looked like he had symbiote.
Maybe he ate a lot of candy.
He looked like he had real bad teeth. That didn't make any sense.
Yo, yeah. Speaking of. Out of the original Spider-Man, what was your favorite one?
The one with Dr. Octopus.
I tend to go with number two as well.
Yeah, too.
Yeah, just curious.
Okay.
I like to see Venom as like Agent Venom. That would make a good hero. That'd be dope.
Asian Venom?
Green Goblin Agent and a Venom? And a dude who they Agent had playing him. Venom?
Oh, you're talking about it was James Franco, right?
No, he played
Willem Dafoe is that dude though.
Yeah, you can't take that from him. Spider-Man, the first one might be my second favorite.
Yeah,
I just hate the one with Dr. Octopus, because it's a more solid story.
What the hell happened to the Hobgoblin? Why do we not get?
We didn't get a lot of stuff though.
True, but at the least, if you're gonna do the Goblin story,
they did do Hobgoblin. It was his son. What do you mean?
But I thought I was under the impression that Hobgoblin came before.
Because it's coming. There's more Spider-Man's coming.
Oh, okay.
So with Tom Holland,
they did it. He was. Willem Dafoe was Green Goblin, and then James Franco was like, Hobgoblin.
I'm wondering because he was orange.
Okay,
I'm wondering if or when the Tom Holland's like Spider-Man is going to die, and then they're going to introduce Miles Morales.
I like Tom.
I don't know if they're going to go that Ultimate series with it. I hope they would. I mean, it would be cool, but I think they got a solid character in Tom Holland. I think they got a lot riding on. Plus, didn't they already say it was going to be a Spider-Man Homecoming?
Well, they're already working on another one. But the thing is, Tom Holland is too young. They got him too in his prime to off him so quickly. They're planning on a lot more Spider-Man movies with him. Yeah. If anything, they're going to introduce Miles Morales into the universe together.
Right. They might do the whole, like, dimensional expanded universe stuff like they've been doing.
Yeah, if they did like a Secret Wars or something like that, then they can, which they can do because we got everybody now. So
hey, since we are talking Marvel right now, just real quick around the room, when are y'all going to see Infinity War? Teek, when are you going to see it?
I'm going to see it probably Sunday.
G1?
As soon as I get some money, I think maybe Monday night.
Molly
possibly
Dave? Sunday. So,
What day are you gonna go watch Infinity War?
Not Friday.
I'm going Friday.
I wish I was going Thursday night, like I do. I got reserved seats already.
Here's the thing is,
There's a Royal Rumble Friday.
That's in the morning.
I normally go Thursdays, so I
didn't buy my tickets in time for Thursday. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I didn't buy my tickets in time, so I wasn't able to get them for Thursday.
Oh, is it already sold out for Thursday?
Where I was going to get them at, yeah. Okay. At Studio Movie Grill.
I mean, it probably is as big as this movie is, so. Yeah, I went to go see everything probably first day, so.
Facts. I always do, yeah. I always try to make it a point, too.
This is probably going to be ridiculous.
I can deal with going to see this on Sunday, because I don't even want to deal with the madness.
It's going to blow. It's going to be the biggest one because they're all going to be bigger than the last one. It's going to definitely outgross Black Panther.
Yeah. True story, I think the only one I haven't seen in theaters on opening night was the Edward Norton Hulk movie, which technically ties into this.
For everybody shitting on the Edward Norton Hulk movie, man, get out of here. That shit was fire.
Edward Norton is dope.
Edward Norton is a dope actor. Yeah.
I like Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo, the graphics is way better what they have now, so he actually looks like the Hulk when he's the Hulk. It looks like Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
So that's dope. Facts. But I mean, when you had like the Eric Bana whatever Hulk, the
Eric
first
Bana
one they
was
did
trash.
With oh, the Hulk dogs and all that shit.
Don't start.
And Nick Nolte is the villain.
I don't even
the Edward Norton one is
I'm
way
gonna
better.
Electrify
they
you.
Just
What was his name?
Electric Man.
That was whose name? Wasn't
it? Was not his name.
It was Hulk. The bad guy was Hulk's dad in that movie, right? It was his.
It was Nick Nolte. What was the character's name though?
What was?
Wasn't it Abomination? It was
Mister. Abomination. Yeah.
Was the Abomination in that one too?
No, it wasn't. No, it was just his dad. It
was movie
like
was an Abomination.
About the first that horrible one.
The first one with the Hulk dogs. The bad guy was.
I tried to blank that out of my mind.
Benjamin Banner and whatever the other dude's name was, but it was Abomination in the second one.
It was trash.
Like they facts. Yeah, the first one, first one was trash. They just figured it right out with Thor Ragnarok. That you know they have to they got to bounce Hulk off somebody. A Hulk solo movie is going to be a lot of
not if they ever do like Planet Hulk.
But that's still facts. Hulk dealing with
Quiet.
Other people.
Quiet.
That's still Planet Hulk dealing with other people.
Planet Hulk would be the best Hulk
for
movie
half that
ever
movie,
made.
Hulk is locked up and having a fight. That's not a Hulk story. A Hulk story on Earth is sad fucking Eric Bana or whatever walking around not wanting to be the Hulk.
No, okay.
Not wanting to be Hulk. Yeah. That's what a Hulk movie is.
That movie's been there, done that. Just like how they did a prequel to Captain America, and they did like three Iron Man movies.
Hey, El Neo.
If they did Planet Hulk, I mean, that would
be
the business.
Which animated Hulk movie have they done that wasn't Hulk versus somebody? It's Hulk versus Iron Man, Hulk versus Wolverine, Hulk versus Thor.
Hulk versus Wolverine is hard.
But I'm saying it's not. The rest of them are just them versus the bad guy. Hulk is fighting.
He throws him, and Wolverine has to go like claw and find his leg. It's so hard.
No, that shit is fire. But I'm just saying, like they normally put Hulk and like
a
buddy
right there.
You're right. No, Thor used to be the same way too. Mm-hmm. But
they put Hulk as the bad guy in Planet Hulk.
Thor's never really by himself either.
That's why they put Thor and Hulk together. It was like two B heroes,
right?
And they're really not B. They're just B. I guess they're B in the
Avengers.
Are they B?
They're Avengers B characters.
Nah, those are the A line. That's the front line squad.
No, the front. Yeah, but those are the least favorite characters in the front line. Is what I'm saying.
B line to me is like Ant-Man, Falcon,
War Machine.
War Machine for sure. No Vision. Cheeto. Vision can't be.
He is.
He has a stone in his head.
But he came into the. He came into the second team.
I agree.
I see what you're saying,
America.
But he's still got to be like one of the like first defenders, though, dude.
But Hawkeye is one of the first ones.
Hawkeye is to be on the C show.
I mean, on the movies, he is.
Like Hawkeye would be on 205 Live if this is wrestling.
That's on the movies, he should be in the C show?
I'm saying Hawkeye in the movies.
Is a main character?
No. Oh. I'm saying in the movies, he's kind of like, you know, a C player.
Oh, okay.
They gave him a hell of a lot of screen time. In Age of Ultron, they gave him a hell of a lot of screen time.
And then they were like, we're not going to call you back for anymore.
Yeah.
What's up, Clint? What are you doing?
But the thing is, when I talk about Planet Hulk was they made Hulk into the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
So then he creates his own story.
Oh, yeah.
He creates
I know what
his
Planet
own
Hulk
planet.
Is. I love Planet Hulk.
He fights for his own freedom. He creates his own kingdom. So you're saying things like, oh, you got to put him with somebody. No, Planet Hulk.
He had everybody who he had in Thor Ragnarok.
You can create that logic with any Marvel movie.
He had Beta Ray Bill in Planet Hulk.
That same logic is in every Marvel movie.
I'm not sure Beta Ray
Bill has ever been mentioned on the podcast before. Black Widow, so on and so forth.
Who had those people?
Captain America.
Yeah, he did. That's why Captain America is always like Avengers 2.5.
What I'm
Captain
saying.
America
that
has
logic,
all the
that flawed logic.
It's not flawed because I
said
the same thing.
Logic. You know, you're saying Hulk is the only one.
Civil War is definitely
2.5.
I'm sorry.
Like, what I'm saying that logic applies to pretty much every Marvel movie, minus like Iron Man.
And Iron Man is the ipso facto of the. What's the Marvel Avengers universe?
Is Civil War one of your favorite like comic book story arcs in the Marvel universe? Did you really enjoy the Civil War storyline? The actual comics.
When I was young.
Because I liked House of M better. House of M to me is much better.
I wasn't into none of these so-called like these Marvel dudes like Iron Man.
Did you read the books?
None of that when I was young.
Right.
It was all X-Men.
No, I was more into X-Men too, all the way because of Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so only the crossovers that I seen happen in that stuff, like you know, Spider-Man, like the '90s cartoon did Secret Wars.
Oh yeah,
and all of that shit. X-Men, they had crossovers with Blade, like they had crossovers with Spider-Man, they had crossovers with all that,
that
stuff.
That cartoon series is on Hulu,
that's where
by
House
way.
Of M kind of
is. The original play. X-Men cartoon?
Is the original Spider-Man
the 92. I don't know about that one. The X-Men cartoon is on Hulu, though.
The original X-Men like the cartoon 70s Spider-Man did the Dark Phoenix story.
Dark Phoenix is crazy.
Yeah, watch some.
And they did, they did all the stories that the movies did. They did Apocalypse, and they also did...
They did. No, they did.
Days of Future Past. All of those was in the cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah, through all that.
And,
yeah.
And Spider-Man did the fucking Black Spider-Man, the Venom shit. They did Secret Wars, like all of that. Like, if you've never watched the 90s Spider-Man cartoon,
Fox Kids.
90s X-Men cartoon, like, you're really, out. Like,
you're missing out on life.
Cutting yourself short, because even the directors of these movies watch these cartoons.
Oh, yeah, you think about it, like, a lot of them were kids.
Well, no, even, like they said, like, instead of me reading all of these comics, I can just watch this, because the cartoon took the best of the comics.
The source material.
You still should read the source material, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of...
Because there's no way, like, if they were going to make, like, a House of M, like, animated movie, they could... it'd be, like, 12 hours long.
No, yeah, if they did a story that wasn't happening, but I think they said that for, Even proof, like they said, for Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
That he got a lot of the beats from Days of Future Past, the movie from
that
the cartoon.
That was a garbage movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is the shit that they do, man.
You spawned a hell of a tangent there, sir.
But no, like, on the real, I feel like
Rand will probably cut some of this out and then piece some shit together, so don't worry about it. I don't really care how much.
But, like, if they did, like,
Marvel
like
talk
the,
we do.
Like, the Civil War or the Skrulls. And they did the Attack of the Skrulls story arc too. That would have been dope.
Yeah, man.
Hey, speaking of the Skrulls,
it's almost talked that they're going to be doing anybody, that and what's going on.
Has
now.
Anybody read any fan theories of what may or may not happen in Infinity War?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. They were talking about that. There might be some Skrull
Iron,
stuff going
well,
on.
Well, they
now.
Were saying. So I was reading one thing where they were like, Iron Man is going to be revealed as a Skrull, because Iron Man's I think he's going to be one of the ones that dies. And they're saying Iron Man may be revealed as a Skrull, because if you watch Guardians 2, there's references to the Skrulls. Mm-hmm. So they've been dropping little, like, subtle. And I was like, that's interesting.
I wonder if we're going to see the Watchers again.
But, you know, that's going to really have to be something that, like, people who read comics. Like,
no, I don't think so. I don't know. I think there are casual fans who are just watching these because of the movies. But I think at the core base, it's the kids who grew up reading this stuff.
Yeah.
That's what it is for me, because I grew up reading. Like, I read all this. So I'm like, yo, I'm watching what I read as a kid on there.
Are you prepared for Captain America to die here?
I don't care if he dies.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not that. I'm not invested in Captain America. I never have been.
Yeah. Captain America.
He plays a great, he's dope. Like, his character's dope.
Winter Soldier is in my top five.
Well, that's the thing.
Marvel movies.
Yeah, Bucky's going to.
My best friend is just now seeing it.
Bucky, at some point, does become Captain America. So I'm wondering if Captain dies.
Right. Falcon becomes him
also. You see that scene where you see Captain America holding up Thanos? He's holding up Thanos. I'm like, dog, no. How do you do that?
Well,
it's Thanos.
When I saw that, the only thing that I thought of was the fact that he almost lifted the hammer in that other movie.
He did almost lift the hammer in Age of Ultron.
For everybody who thinks that he might not be able to fight with Thanos, he might get killed in that scene.
Almost,
who knows?
He almost picked up Mjolnir, whatever they call it.
If he can do that, he can definitely go toe-to-toe.
Because he really did, and then Thor was like, oh.
Right.
Thor was talking his shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he was talking his shit.
So that made me think, like, okay, yeah, he's got some. He can he can do that. Who do y'all think is going to bite the dust in Infinity War?
Cap.
I definitely say Cap.
Iron Man. Both of them.
Think both of them are gone?
I don't think Downey Jr. is signed on for
anybody
anything.
Anybody think Hawkeye?
I don't think Hawkeye ever does, to be honest.
Yeah, it'd be funny if, like, Hawkeye just pops up, like,
you said you don't think
at
he
the
ever
end
dies?
Of part one.
I don't think he ever does.
He doesn't, you know, we don't
does,
know that he's
and
dead.
One of the, wait, are you saying that you don't think that he ever dies, no, like, in the comic?
We haven't seen him die on screen, so he's not dead. He didn't die.
Also, we have to make reference to another villain.
This other dude had pulled up a comic strip panel.
I'm talking about the movie. He hasn't died on screen, so in theory he's still alive.
Oh no, yeah, I wasn't saying that he was dead. I was just saying, do you think that he's gonna die?
We gotta make reference to another villain that eventually became part of the Avengers team. They made mention to him in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Adam Warlock.
Oh yeah.
Adam Warlock, maybe he's a possibility he could pop up. That would be dope.
Is Vision gonna die because he's got the stone in his head?
I don't know.
Thanos ripping that out?
No, but yeah, I think Thanos is gonna rip it out, but I think somehow the Scarlet Witch is gonna save him.
Keep him alive.
Well, yeah. They're gonna be trying to play keep away with the damn soul. But they show him as like
flesh. Yeah. They show him flesh and blood in the trailer.
Which is Vision?
Vision.
I must have missed that.
Not flesh, not a person, but they showed Vision in the trailer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What? They totally showed him in flesh.
Yeah,
blood.
He was like, he has like an alternate form, like the where he's like.
No, I saw him as the robot in the trailer. I mean, nah. Maybe a person. I missed that.
There's another trailer where they show Paul Bettany. Like, I guess Vision has like an alternate form when he's out in public. He doesn't look so.
Oh, robotic. So something that Vision used to cover up him being Vision.
No, mm-hmm. I mean,
it's possible.
We don't know. Speculations.
It was dope the way they did it, though.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, if they ripped the stone out of his head, he might, you know.
What's going to happen to Doctor Strange since he's got the other stone?
The Eye of
Agamotto. Again, he might be going down.
I think anyone who holds
a stone is going to get disabled. Probably not dead, but disabled.
Benicio del Toro has got a stone.
Oh, yeah.
Loki's got a stone. Loki's mm-hmm. got a stone. Mm-hmm. Because if
Loki, I forget who has the Tesseract stone.
Loki, he had to get the Tesseract at the end of Thor Ragnarok because it was on.
I haven't seen Ragnarok.
Oh, really?
Jesus, man.
Maybe that's why you're talking so much shit about
Black
saying
Panther,
Thor
right?
and Hulk being teamed up.
You saw Black Panther?
Ragnarok. Yeah.
If you didn't watch Ragnarok, it's fine.
Oh, Ragnarok is so good. Oh,
no, I have it at home.
It's an entertaining movie.
Yeah.
How did you not see it in
like, it's fun. It's a fun movie.
Because I'm broke, nigga. I'm broke.
It's a very fun ride.
But no, I was giving you shit about that because I really like Hulk. That's why.
Yeah, but you also really like Planet Hulk. So if you watch Thor Ragnarok, Thor Ragnarok is half.
Yeah,
Planet
I saw
Hulk.
That, and that's why I was kind of like, I'll watch it.
I don't know who this guy
time.
Is to my left
that's
today.
Funny.
Neo X is Wait, officially right? like transformed into like his alter ego or something.
Oh man,
it's Dave.
Your alter ego is Dave. That's wild. So when you're at work, you're Dave, but then Neo X comes out.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but no, like I'm they fun even because have a, I really want to see an actual Planet Hulk.
They even got a statue with comics. Beta Ray Bill's face on it in Thor Ragnarok.
Thanks. That's
second, spoilers. Yo, random. Hey. Rand's got to name this episode Beta Ray Bill.
Hey, man.
You name dropped him twice, him. Dog. That never happens in life anymore.
Yeah, true.
Because people don't know who he is.
What are you putting over, sir?
I'm putting over a couple of things.
God damn it.
You get one, sir.
I get one. Damn, because the first one's a quick one. Gratuitous plug, Matt Mania Battle Royale in stores and on all your major streaming services right now. Shout out to Mega
that's
Ren.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Featuring the single Boo a Cheer, produced by yours truly. At G1 to the Rescue on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat, featuring T Call. That's first and foremost. But anyway, outside of that, I gotta put over first and foremost, Maya's album TKO. I listen to everything. Obviously, R&B is definitely at the core. A solid album. Good to hear Maya still doing her thing. Shouts out to shouts out to Mars
to chime
1500
in
to nothing
on Maya and just say that in the year 2018,
okay,
Maya in fact is still out in these streets,
man,
looking like a snack,
man. Snack boy, she looked like a whole.
That is your obligatory
listen,
snack reference from
listen,
Rock per
she
episode.
She looked like a week-long crockpot
like
meal.
Checkboard or like a blackboard.
Simmer.
It's not a Matt Mania
slow
episode
simmer.
Unless Rock says
snack
somebody
counter.
Is looking like a snack.
I'm talking about slow simmer.
You know what, though? Hey, Maya has always been bad, though.
Wasn't it Dream where Game said that he wanted to fuck Maya? Was
That was Game.
Who
I had dreams
doesn't?
Of fucking an R&B like Maya.
When I saw that ass on the back of that cane.
Maya is
wait Maya
wonderful.
From Ghetto Superstar.
Yeah, man.
Yes. And everything's possible.
I know y'all remember
hey, Vivica.
It was either Double XL or it was King. I know y'all
it
remember
was
that
King
spread.
King. It was King. That's what King said.
Was making reference to.
God. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but
when
yeah,
I saw
still,
that ass in that cane.
Outside of her beautiful voluptuous appearance that we all know
she's
and love.
She's dope though.
She's still solidly one of the best vocalists out here. And like I said, shout out to Mars from 1500 nothing on producing the whole thing. Definitely dope stuff. You know, also in addition to that, man, I can't say highly enough how much I appreciate three people. how much I have a lot of love for Mega Ren,
the Neo-X,
a lot of love for Bag of Tricks Cat, and a lot of love for my man to my left here,
oh,
T-Call,
Felix,
because they gave me, yes sir, because they have given me a platform. I ain't even done. We ain't even gonna talk about the summer, but they have essentially given me a platform. I have never in 15 years of making tracks have never had a commercial placement, and so they definitely blessed me with that. Totally caught me off guard for the first run. And I appreciate that, and you know, now it's just time to keep going. So that's all I'm putting over. So y'all go
keep there. Your foot to the ground, G1. You make some really good beats.
Gratitude, brother. Gratitude.
Yeah.
Neo-X.
Let's see. I think I'm gonna go to just. Good. I'm just gonna go ahead and put over. You know what? Let's just give a big
Your
round.
Mama.
Let's just give a big round of applause,
ooh,
to
these nuts.
The Rock. The Rock, ooh, for having his new baby.
Oh yeah.
Wait, what?
I forgot about, yeah,
The Rock.
Yeah, yeah.
I get confused when you talk about
What's
that other
name?
Guy and me.
Right.
The buff looking Rock.
What yes. is what is her name again?
It was like Maya or something like that, or Mia.
Beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful.
She's a beautiful little girl. But shout out to Rock. Shout out to family.
Amen.
There you go.
Know, doing it real well. I actually haven't been. Oh, and also I've been watching Vikings nonstop on Hulu.
Because of my other. Edge. Did Edge get you into Vikings?
He talked about it on his podcast, so I saw it from like episode one.
You think you know me.
He talked about it, so then you went to watch it.
Yeah, so then I just started watching the entire series, and it's pretty damn good.
What season does he show up in?
I don't know. I'm not there yet, though.
Oh, okay.
Has yeah. anybody
I know
watched,
he's in it.
Has anybody watched Lost in Space on Netflix?
No, but it's in my queue to watch.
My queue.
Dude, you know, I be real skeptical
you know
on certain
you
things because I'm a big sci-fi head, and I watched the old series, and I watched the movie. From
oh, that Lost in Space looks fire.
Lost in Space is dope. The way they did it is so cool. I ain't going to give too much away, but essentially it's not just the Robinson family that gets lost on this mission. It's a whole space colony that gets lost on this mission and stranded on this planet. So you really get to see the dynamic of these characters and having to deal with like some personal issues along with trying to get the hell off this planet. It's a whole nother story.
Dude, Netflix is not fucking with y'all out here. That shit looks beautiful.
It is.
They make like some of the best looking stuff that's not movies that I'd be like, man, like.
You know, it was 10 episodes too damn short. Like, man, I was in love. Shouts out. Shouts out to everybody.
Yeah, that's what I've been on. Just watching Vikings and wrestling. That's all I've been really doing.
Vikings and wrestling. Viking wrestlers. Yeah. They're wrestling on Vikings. All that shit, right? All
right.
Pretty much.
Y'all are funny, man.
Rock, what you putting over, man?
Small two-parter. The first part I'm going to put over. Joe
God
Budden's
damn.
Got a new series.
Two-parters.
On YouTube. It's called The Pull-Up. Okay. Part one and part two have dropped. It's essentially...
Neo-X has
brunch,
never done a pull-up.
Brunch right, at Joe's crib, but he's got like Wayno, Charlamagne the God, Mano.
Breakfast to Joe Budden podcast.
Right. It was dope.
Y'all bring the potluck.
I enjoyed it.
He's probably got his cook.
His cook laced it up. The other thing I'm putting over is the brand new album from Jim Jones, oddly enough.
Ooh,
Wasted Talent.
Jim Jones.
You know, it's. I think it's produced entirely by the Heat
Makers. What's
so,
the fucking
of course, to
name?
Me, that means something totally
different. If you're a fan of Dipset, like, as you should be, you like
Jones.
That sound. And
Dipset.
My favorite joint is going to be right here. It's a little simple, a little sample.
Is Cameron still around?
Cam's on this.
Yeah, Cam
not
on
this song,
this.
But he's
Cameron.
On this.
I like Cameron.
Yeah, this one is dope.
Oh, wait, it's not this one.
Oh, but that one is dope.
It's
this
one.
My favorite.
With Jada.
I've always liked James Jones' voice. It was like so like
yeah.
It's not like mumbly like you would hear nowadays,
like,
but it's
look,
like it's got like a slur.
I like
to
rappers. I like rappers that don't. I like rappers that don't rap exactly on the one.
Hey, what's
I like,
the movie?
I like
that
it that
playing
he's
the
a little
clips
behind
from
the beat.
In it,
a Bronx
because
Tale.
He's not the. Is that
that's
that,
a Bronx Tale?
So I haven't seen that then, but other rappers have used those clips, and I was like, man, where's what is this movie?
Yeah, it's a Bronx Tale.
Is that movie good?
Oh, Bronx Tale is one of my favorites.
Classic.
Yeah. Would you rather be respect? Would you rather with the loved or
right?
Fear?
That's what they.
He's
what
talking to Chaz Palminteri.
Is that movie better than
some deep lore there?
I mean,
bro.
it's loosely based off of De Niro's life.
Okay, because I was about to say, is it like yeah. Damn, why can't think of the movie now? Fucking
okay.
The other mob movie.
There was like eight of them.
Goodfellas.
That's the one I'm talking about. When I say the other mob movie, come
and
on, Rob.
And it's funny because Joe Pesci has a very, very small role in A Bronx Tale. So
yeah, he's basically like one of the maid guys, right? That pulls Tony or what's Collosionaux. Collosionaux.
So which is better?
They're different.
They are. Yeah, different.
I would never compare the two to each other. It's
the
unfair.
Bronx Tale is more like a wholesome story, like slice of life. Versus like the Goodfellas being more gritty, more grimy.
Yeah, no, they're both
man,
great.
Isn't it crazy how Goodfellas and Casino is like
So
good.
You can watch them together and it's like the same movie.
And it's
cool. Like, oh, it was Goodfellas, then they bought a casino.
Yeah.
Don Rickles.
Don Rickles great, dude.
Don Rickles being in the mafia.
Yeah. So before we get into wrestling talk, man, we cannot
before we get into Colossal Tussle.
Yeah, talking about the 8-hour greatest Royal Rumble that starts right now.
The Rumble of Giants.
Right? Hey, the Great Khali's going to be in it. Yo, and Rey Mysterio is posting photos on social media, maskless. It's very weird. He's finally like not going with the mask.
He's been unmasked like, before.
No. It's just weird though. Oh, it's weird. It's like put your fucking mask back on.
Oscar.
Right?
Well, honestly,
you're scaring the kids.
I thought that when there was talks of him coming back to WWE,
he should have
came back unmasked.
Let Oscar be great.
I think part of what helps him sell is the mask for the kids.
I liked him when he didn't have a mask when he was with filthy animals.
I agree with you on that.
I like them with a mask.
No, before we talk actual wrestling. The big news of the past few days has been none other than Kanye West tweeting and reporting live
back on Twitter
from the sunken place, throwing a lot of support out there for Donald Trump.
How we do it this time?
Saying a lot of siding with I forgot what the woman's name that he's siding with, who's pretty much.
I don't
a black
really
nationalist
even
from what
get
I
hard into politics. Like
no, no,
that,
yeah, no,
so
and that's
know.
Not even like it's just it's kind of wild that he's with that part of it.
Right, right.
And then he's announcing all these albums that are coming out.
Yeah,
he did say
I'm
Nas
okay.
is coming.
I'm okay with that, but yeah, as far as all that political shit and him siding with Trump, I think that's a whole crock of BS. I don't know what his whole MO is with that, but you had like from the perspective of a person that's from Chicago and Kanye has a huge influence on my production. I don't know what his motive is behind that. I'm hoping that he's just talking shit and blowing smoke up people's asses just to promote these projects.
Well, I know it's part. I know that it's
get out here.
Like I'm not naive. I know it's part troll, but the part that bothers me is I don't know what part of it's troll.
Yeah,
because you really don't know.
You feel me? Because
part of Kanye's persona is part troll.
I'm exactly.
He's part troll.
But I even feel like
and that's the messed up part.
At this point,
like
he's doing too much.
Like you wanna hate him, but you can't because the music speaks for itself for our generation.
Oh, I can hate him.
He's literally
and like
a living legend.
That's
like,
easy.
It's so difficult.
Yeah, because I don't. I'm not a Kanye fan.
God, he's an asshole. But I do love Jesus Walker.
No.
Real talk. I have to read y'all a hot take.
I don't think Kanye's nearly as dope on the mic as everybody says he is. I'll never be convinced of that.
Really?
Nope.
I thought he was really good.
I don't think
please let me read y'all this hot take real quick.
What you got?
Please believe me.
From my boy Bernard, who said.
Is it Bernard the business bear?
No. Bernard artwork. Oh. He said R. Kelly was peeing on little girls, and people still bought. Listen to his music. I think Ye is good.
I don't know, man.
What do y'all think about that?
I think he's really towing. I think he's really towing.
I think we
a
need
line
a disclosure
because I think I think at some point.
I mean, alleged.
I think at
he was
some
allegedly
point,
peeing on little girls, even though
no, that's
he
not
was in a video.
That's not allegedly.
You talking about Kelly?
I think at some point. You're gonna see
G1's people. Face, fuck.
You're from Chicago. You like
it's,
man,
you
Kels.
Know both the Chicago guys is fucking up Chicago. Right now. They fucking up tough. I'm gonna just keep that all the way real. Ye fucking up. Kale's been fucking up for numerous years and numerous number ones. They're giving our city a bad. They're giving our city a worse name. I'd rather just go back to killings and drill shit.
But hey,
before this,
then all Kanye West people like. Skate on him.
I'm telling
There's
you.
There's got to be a reason.
No, I'm telling you.
He's talking about he fired him. I think
no, I'm not talking about fired. I'm talking about like comment. I'm talking about like consequence.
It's
I'm
going to happen.
Like,
it is going to happen.
DLC and consequence.
Yeah, all these.
It's gonna. You're gonna see people that are in his inner circle that are close to him. They're gonna distance themselves if he continues with this shit.
Right.
It's bad for business. Like, it's bad to be associated with that.
It is. It is.
And hey, why wouldn't really he announce all those albums? He didn't say no designer album.
Does anybody care about a designer album?
I don't want to hear one. But
is
I'm
that a future
saying,
album
like,
or the future? Or
look, out of all the shit that he said album wise, the only one I cared about was Nas.
But he said,
and
hell,
the only reason, yeah, the only reason why I don't
need, he said Pusha, he said Tiana.
Pusha's already been announced.
No designer.
Pusha's been announced already.
Designer's still living off
man,
that panda money.
Listen, Nas, the only listen, the only things I care about on that list, he said him and Cudi was dropping a duo album. I definitely
I
care about that.
That's like, number one on the list.
I don't like Cudi.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
King Push, definitely.
I already knew about that one, so that doesn't count.
King Push.
Only one that matters is Nas.
I'm more excited for the album with Cudi than the King Push album.
Nah.
I'm equally excited because
I know what I'm
going
to get from Push.
Nas.
I'm ready to
Push, you're going to get Educated Coke Rap. And Kanye and Cudi, you're going to get a combination of luxury
Nas.
And hard drugs and depression. It's going to be
Nas.
A little bit
that
bad.
Is the only
album Kanye producing
on that list
the Nas
that matters.
If Kanye, listen, again, as a producer, if Kanye really talking about he got back on them boys, like for real, I really want to hear what a 2018 Kanye beat sounds like. Because the last time I heard Kanye produce anything by himself was Tell Your Friends by Weeknd from the Beauty Behind the Madness album. And that was dope record. Dope, right.
I would really just rather get a Kid Cudi album produced by Kanye instead of a joint Kanye
nice.
Kid Cudi album.
That would be nice. In a perfect
to,
world.
To tell the truth, because a joint Kid Cudi Kanye album is just going to be a Kid Cudi album with Kanye rapping some Kid Cudi verses.
And hopefully some Kanye tracks, like you say.
To tell you the truth. So facts. It's like Beautiful, not Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, but dang,
that was one of my favorite albums.
The
album with Love Lockdown and all that shit. What
yo,
was that?
808s and Heartbreak.
808s and Heartbreak. That was yo, where Kid Cudi was
bro,
showing
yo,
off.
Yo, my man Bootleg Kev is wild, bro. My man Bootleg Kev.
That dude's a legend.
Just posted.
What up, Kev?
LeBron is the GOAT, better than Jordan, fight me. My response was, come get these hands.
Facts.
LeBron, you know what? Nah, we don't got time for that discussion.
Yeah, I'm like.
We ain't got time.
That discussion is short.
We 40 minutes
LeBron
in already,
shit.
And we ain't even got on no wrestling. So yeah. I think this is what the folks has been waiting to
that's
hear.
That's what they're here for.
Facts. It's Mad Mania.
They're here for our.
Yo, I also, real quick, I also, before we do, I want to offer my condolences up to Evidence from the Dilated Peoples. If you are familiar with Ev, the mother of his son recently lost her battle to cancer.
Yeah.
It was announced last week. Man. So big RIP condolences to him and his family.
Dilated Peoples.
That was rough when I saw that post. I was like, man. Mm-hmm. So just want to give a big shout out to Ev, man.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
Dilated I'm Peoples, serious. Man. I'm just sick of all this bullshit cancer nonsense, dude. I just want it to go away.
I wish they'd go ahead and let that cure out and stop holding it for just the people who are super rich. You know? I don't know about y'all. I literally believe it's a cure for cancer out there.
There has to be, man.
It's a cure for everything. It's just not profitable to have that cure available to
facts,
everybody.
Facts. You know, why? How has Magic Johnson been living with
he got
AIDS
that bread.
For so long?
He's got bread.
But yeah, everybody else.
And Cookie never got it?
Off. Right.
Yeah, okay.
No you know who else got that bread? Vince McMahon.
Facts.
Why has he got that bread? Because of some wrestling.
Oh, man.
Let's talk about it.
Facts.
Did Bruno pass before last week's show, or did Bruno pass after?
No, we talked about that last week's show. And they showed
RIP Bruno Sammartino.
They showed pictures and Vince and everybody was at his funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but who are we talking about that Vince wasn't at their funeral who had recently passed? I believe we had talked about it on the show.
No, I don't recently passed?
Who was the last big person that died?
China?
That's tough.
No.
I can't even remember.
I don't remember.
So many wrestlers
there
died.
There was somebody who died, and then somebody was like, I was the only person at their funeral, and it was like, wow, like Vince or nobody was at
their funeral. I thought we were talking about that. We were talking about Craig Mack.
No, yeah, that's what we were talking about. We were talking about Craig Mack. I'm comparing Diddy and Craig Mack to Vince and
hey,
Sam Martino.
Listen,
that rap and wrestling for you.
I tuned out after Tess died, after Sean O'Head died, and after Lance Cade died. And those are like my three favorite upstarts of the wrestling business.
You tuned out of what?
I tuned out of just people in wrestling dying. I was just like, damn, all of my favorites just dipped. Like, man, Test, especially.
That's how I felt when Eddie died.
Yeah. Eddie, you know, Guerrero, yes, yes, you know. Yeah. But damn, man, they ain't have to take Test. Young, you know, young Kevin Nash, what I called him until he cut his hair.
Mm-hmm. Nah. Drew McIntyre is young Kevin Nash now.
Yeah, pretty much.
What do you think about that tag team of McIntyre and Dolph?
That they look like fucking Diesel and Shawn Michaels.
Pretty
Dolph
much.
Was already looking like young Dolph Michaels out there.
Now I mean, Dolph been Shawn 2.0 for a minute. So
now he got Big Daddy Diesel out there with him. Man, that's
and then the
that
damn,
tag team worked then, and that tag team can work now.
The finish, though. The zigzag Claymore combination.
That
so hard.
Y'all can't hear me?
There you go.
There you go.
You're back, man.
Yo. When he drop kicked them and then he flapjacked them.
Oh, man.
But he did like the inverted Alabama slam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But nothing beats that that Claymore zigzag combo is so crazy. If they really work on timing that move correctly, like 3D status timing, that could be.
Yeah, I would like to see the Claymore connect, and then as the guy's falling back, take a zigzag.
Oh, you saying so? Like, just kick.
Like,
him
I like for it to be more of a sequence versus like a collision.
But it being a sequence would be so obvious and so like indie circuit type shit. Like,
thank you.
It wouldn't
I'm
have
okay
that,
with that.
It wouldn't have that WWE.
So okay
Vince
that.
Ain't. Vince isn't.
Yeah, Vince ain't going.
Y'all
for
don't
that.
Know Vince.
It wouldn't have.
Then
that,
why don't we see that now?
Yeah, it wouldn't have because
they just because they're still learning it.
Nah, because Vince is like, nah,
I'm just saying,
wait,
I would like
that,
to.
I don't want
like
none of that Indian
yo,
shit on my show.
We got British Strong Style over here. Did he join Mustache Mountain?
Mm-hmm.
I see him with
Mustache Mountain.
Yeah,
no,
you're out again.
What's quit that? Dicking around the cables.
I didn't even touch it. It's just
is that what I think
fucked.
It is?
Hello,
there you
can
go.
You hear me?
You're good.
Can you still hear me?
Yes.
This
good.
Is an award-winning podcast. We're over here cutting audio out.
Award-winning podcast with subpar equipment.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Shout out DigiLabs.
What am I working with? No. You just buried me
so
softly.
Wrong.
First off,
45-30, man.
That's softly, brother.
Those are my homies. I recorded my whole album here, so I
can talk
shit about them.
No, are we going to talk Raw, or do you want to just go right into the Rumble?
No, I just wanted to ask you a question because he was talking about this Claymore zigzag that I wanted to ask y'all. If y'all can think of it, what two people have y'all seen come together that's not a tag team that created a finisher out of both finishers? Y'all get what I'm saying?
Oh,
like they have
me,
that. I know who I
Miz and
R-Truth is.
Miz and R-Truth did it.
What did they do?
It was a skull crushing finale. What's up combination? You know, the jump in reverse STO. They did that combination. That was cool.
That's dope.
That was dope.
Fucking Raven and it was the even flow to the why can't I think of this new Canyon. Whatever Canyon's move was.
The flatliner?
Canyon. The flatliner to the even flow.
Really? Is Canyon dead too, or is he gay?
Yeah,
he's gay.
Dead.
He's not,
he's
is
gay
he dead?
Dead? Yeah, he died.
Damn. I don't
same.
Even know it, but that's
well,
what
no, those choices.
No, Chris
no, Canyon. Hey, yo, is he gay?
He came out
dead.
He came out. No. He came out. He came out as gay.
And the fact that he's both of those things.
No, what I'm saying, like, yo, these are the choices.
Super bad.
Are you gay or dead?
Wow.
So, yeah, so. Kenyon and Raven did the flatliner to the even flow. We murdered one of those luchador dudes with it.
Wow.
And Rey Mysterio and RVD had the 420 leg drop.
Nice.
Where it was like the 619 and a leg drop.
You know, obviously. You know,
and I was listening to the Something to Wrestle With podcast, and there's a story about how they're trying to convince Vince McMahon what it was. And the the 420 was it was shit. What was the okay?
Was,
the four, the 4 was the amount of legs in the move, and then 20 was because RVD was a size.
Stop. Just stop.
He was
no,
a size 8.
No. I heard RVD tell this story.
He's a size 8 shoe, and then
No, and RVD smokes a lot of marijuana, though, right?
Yeah, but and he was like, he's like a size 12 shoe, and Rey Mysterio is like a size 8 shoe.
They were trying to tell him how it didn't have anything to do with when he got a 420 leg drop.
It was four legs,
and
it combined
like
the shoe sizes. He's like, God damn it, pal, I like it.
I like that gimmick. Run with it.
I like that one.
That's not bad.
Yeah, because I'm like, like the bar. As much as they fused together, they didn't fuse their move.
Yeah,
he did like the Irish cross. Which is basically like a Death Valley driver into like a Like a leg drop, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All he did was like the, not the neutralizer, but yeah, the white noise. And then he jumped off the ropes and like off the corner and helped push it down harder
they
or
did,
something.
They did do like the spinning man into the bro kick.
Oh, that
sort of.
I guess that's dope.
I'll tell you, the bro kick was kind of like low.
You know what? You know what would be dope if they just came from both corners, bro kick, European uppercut combination. Bro kick to the back of the head, European uppercut to the front. They both just come. You know how Ciampa and
Tommaso. Jesus Christ, a bro kick into a European uppercut? That's nasty.
That would be ignorant.
Because the New Day's group move, that's just their group move. Like, they all do that.
The midnight hour.
The midnight hour.
Yeah. Facts.
So that's just a group move. But yeah, it's just dope. That's why I brought it up. When two people that aren't tag teams come together and they can put their moves together into something.
Yes. I mean, these guys were put together, but
who else?
I was always a big fan of, they were put together. It was Team Angle. It was Haas and Benjamin.
Uh-huh. Hey!
When I don't know, y'all probably saw it on
World's
SmackDown.
World's greatest tag team?
They delivered the super kick into a German suplex to Benoit.
We might actually get Team Angle again now that they're both on Raw with Kurt Angle. No, the...
Is he gay or is he dead?
Benjamin and, talking about that team,
Gable.
Angle. Yeah, Benjamin and Gable.
They need to keep them separate. I miss.
Shelton's not on SmackDown Raw.
Yeah, he is.
Shelton's on SmackDown.
No, Shelton's on Raw.
No, he got traded.
Shelton
and the Superstar.
No, I mean
no.
I'm talking about Jason Jordan, his original partner, and
Chad Gable.
That's not Team Angle.
Yeah, man, that was
that's just as good as
that's
the new
team Angle.
American Alpha in their prime.
Now,
when
now
on
if
NXT.
They go back to a team and they're on Raw, where he can be Kurt's son,
right?
That's perfect setup.
I got a dead that dumb angle. No pun intended.
What's his name? Kevin Owens brought it up on Raw when he was talking about Kurt Angle owing child support.
How funny is it with Sami Zayn pulling out the glasses every time he's analyzing data?
I don't like Sami Zayn either.
I like that thing makes me.
I'm
pop.
Like, I think everybody forgot about Jason Jordan.
Well, yeah,
Jason Jordan forgot
shelf.
About Jason Jordan.
He's been on the shelf for quite some time.
It's not the same as having American Alpha. American Alpha should have just stayed as a team and should just stay doing their thing, but individually, no charisma whatsoever.
You know what doesn't help their cause is that they still dress the same.
That don't make sense. They
figured why don't you just repackage them into something else?
Well, Jason kind of changed.
That's why I said
this.
They might come back together.
Yeah, Jason kind of changed this shit a little bit, but
not bad. Like, he wore shorts.
Yeah, but yeah, he still looked like a collegiate athlete, I guess, and definitely Chad Gable with the whole singlet and shit. But that's just
their thing. I get Jason Jordan doing it because he's living in his father's, you know.
Facts.
You know, but
Chad Gable don't have to.
Yeah, he doesn't need
to. He can take that damn headband off. I'm over that fucking headband.
Yeah, but they were both, like, not one was an Olympic wrestler, and then one was just, like.
They both were.
Were they both Olympic wrestlers?
How cold was it?
So, I mean, that's Olympic wrestling gear, right?
Yeah, but how cold was it when, like, Jinder Mahal was like, hey, I know who you are. You're Nicholas, Braun Strowman's partner. And then he's like, no, wait, you're Mini-Me. You died. I'm like,
oh, man.
Yo, you don't need to be doing that.
R.I.P. to Vern Troyer, by the way, man.
I was like, that's too soon. That's the too soon rule. What are you doing?
Man, did anything else good happen on Raw?
Spoken like a true heel.
By the way, Neo, shout out to my buddy Darnice back home in Chicago. She says she likes your mustache.
Oogly boogly.
Neo, with all the facts and all the pointers.
All the colossal tussle.
What else happened on Raw that needs to be discussed?
Honestly, not much.
Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley are a tag team.
That was the only thing that I was going to bring up.
Oh, and Nia
did the dive
off of the apron and took out the entire women's division.
It was more like a stumble.
I think she was like, am I really doing this?
It
was a big, sexy stumble. I'll just say that.
Hey!
Did she trip off the apron?
Sort of, because it was kind of like a...
No, that would have been Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks would have dove and missed everything. Everybody.
Listen.
Watch it up.
I love you, Sasha.
I don't know.
Lena.
I think Raw right now at this point is not living up to the product, or they're still just revving up.
They're trying
to
get their traction.
But the thing is, the greatest Royal Rumble has already set. So the only thing that they're really behind is like the Universal title match. Right.
But I've been reading.
And they already got some backlash matches. So it's like stuff that they're doing is like is just the kayfabe stuff, man. It's like they expect us to, like, if you already got this match booked, then we know what the outcome of this match is going to be.
Right.
Like, it's hard for us not to know unless y'all really going to pull a swerve.
Yeah.
But it's like,
and that's where it ultimately leaves it open for
the bar are moved to SmackDown and they're supposed to be facing Woken Matt and Bray at the Greatest Rumble, then Woken Matt and Bray are most likely going to win, and the bar is going to stay on SmackDown.
I mean, they've said there's going to be a lot of title changes that are actually going to happen at this show I've been reading. So
if the bar was to win and go back to Raw like they said that they would do when they were on SmackDown, that would be...
Dopest moment ever on Monday Night Raw. A wheel of cart! Delightful!
Did you guys see the text from
Ascension? Ascension was like, all right, I'll take it.
Mark said, I know
Neo probably saw it.
I want that shit to go away.
The Bray Wyatt tweet about Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel.
He's like, yo, come over.
He said, come over with us.
He's like, get woken.
Oh, God.
Get woken.
I'm so ready for this gimmick to be over, man.
I think that was because they were trying to get with the club on SmackDown.
They were trying to get in. Everybody. They were trying to, like, you know, pair
join
up
a
with
group.
Seth Rollins.
Yeah, Shield.
And then they were trying to pair up with, you know, Finn Balor because the club
Finn
jumped
Balor.
Ship.
Like,
the club jumped ship to
SmackDown.
SmackDown.
So Bray told them to stop trying to join up with people and come join them. So could we see?
Yeah.
Or is it just.
I don't know. Like, I think it would make more sense if the Woken movement just became more prevalent. I guess I like to see.
No.
I would like to see.
But you know how that starts? Is by picking up smaller little people
that's what I'm
that
saying.
Don't have no
I want,
direction.
I want Woken Matt Hardy to
Kurt
be kind of like a cult follower.
like a cult leader. Of a whole
and where he's like, you know, deleting people.
It'll be the Wyatt family
yeah,
all
and
over.
Joining,
again,
and making them join into their Woken universe. Yeah. You know? That'd be dope.
Right. It's the stuff that Bray should have been doing. So,
right.
Yeah, so like,
it never happened. And that's ultimately what I wanted to see Bray do. But now they have like this yin and yang deal where.
Right.
You know,
and I was wondering what was going on with that when they showed it. Like it was all. And then Bray came in and it got dark. And I was like, ooh, this could be cool if what they're doing is like Matt thinks he's running things, but Bray is running things. Because Matt is.
Matt's more to the light.
Yeah, but I was going to say, but because Matt is delusional. Because Matt thinks that he's discarded Sister Abigail from Bray. So he thinks that he has Bray with him, but really
dope.
If Bray is, like, behind the scenes pulling strings.
Or it'd be nice if, like, Sister Abigail kind of, like, you know, re-corrupted his soul, for lack of a better word. Something
look,
along
since,
those lines.
Since What's-Her-Name didn't come up with Sanity, repackage her as Sister Abigail.
Hey, there you go. That's a good one.
There you go.
Did you tune out, Rock?
I don't give a shit about any of this Woken bullshit. I don't like it. I think it's dumb. It's I don't like Bray Wyatt. I don't care. I'm not here for it. I tuned out. I'm just, man.
So SmackDown, I think the biggest deal was like Big Cass coming back and he cut a pretty good promo. However, it just doesn't ring home with me. I'm not interested in Big Cass at all.
And he's not going to beat Daniel Bryan.
The fact that he's plugged with Daniel Bryan, I mean they're trying to give him the rub, but I just don't think it's going to do anything.
The funny thing that I thought could have came of that, and they didn't do it, but they could still do it, is if they put Miz and, Big Cass together. If the Miz builds a new entourage. Because while Cass was in the ring talking, what I thought was funny is that at first the Miz was like, oh, do you know you're talking to or whatever? Like he tried to run Cass down. And then when Cass was running Daniel Bryan down, the Miz was standing to the side smirking with this smirk on his face looking at Big Cass shaking his head like, yeah, like this guy's right, which would make me think like, oh, like you thought Cass wasn't shit, but you're like, oh, you guys are more on the same team.
That's
anyway,
like two alphas butting heads though.
Against Daniel Bryan though, because even Miz was like, oh, I don't need your help for Daniel Bryan. So I was like, that would make sense for them to be, that would be more of a Miztourage than Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel.
Sort
of. If the Miz was to build a faction.
I don't think they're trying to put Kaz in any sort of picture other than trying to give him the rub against some of the top talent.
At this point.
He's
going to have to prove himself to me.
Also, yeah, him coming out all like suited up talking about, oh, I look good and I do this. And I'm like, yeah, you and
I still don't know
Miz
what his position is.
Right. Arrogant, you know?
Right. Yeah, like he did a bunch of babyface stuff but talked like a heel.
We also got a new.
That's how the heels used to do it.
A new theme song. Speaking of heels, a new theme song for Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, some K-pop.
Yeah.
Go right into SmackDown.
K-pop, he ain't Korean.
Nah, I know it's Japanese rap.
Okay,
on there.
They was killing that too. I don't know what the hell they were saying.
Corey Graves said that that he did it so that people could stop singing along to his theme song.
Facts,
which,
I guess.
Which is a heel move.
I like that.
Yeah,
that's a big
of
heel
course.
Move.
That's what they were saying about Bobby Roode. When he first came, that Vince don't like his his glorious theme song. Because
it's trash.
Because.
No, it is not.
No, because. How dare you? Because yeah, he feel like it's more of a face. Glorious theme song the when he when they want him to be heel.
No, because when he did it in NXT, he made it to where he was better than everybody.
That's what I'm saying. It works either way. There's nothing. It works either way just as much as what's his name? What's my boy that came from Impact over to NXT now?
EC3.
I'm the top 1%. You know what I'm saying? That could work either way.
Yeah.
It's Someone give like that how, man a wellness test.
It's kind of like how Miz does, like...
he a little too juiced.
He does Miz TV, and everyone says Miz TV. Or it's kind of like how everyone says Walk with Elias. Everyone says Walk with Elias. So it's the fans not being true to the character because they're just doing what they like. However...
Right, I think what he was meaning is that...
Glorious Domination could be appropriate for Bobby Roode if he just portrayed his character such.
Yeah, but they would maybe take it away because they don't want the fans to sing along with it, i.e. why they took Shinsuke's stuff away. Because...
No, because it worked in NXT.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not in NXT. They're on
get that, but that's where it came
It'll
from.
Work on primetime. It'll work on primetime.
There's nothing wrong with that. Man, most of the stuff from NXT don't work on primetime.
That's only because they don't want it to work. It could.
Facts.
Do you think that?
I think it's because he's not doing his normal Bobby Roode stuff.
Groups of people his watching.
His heel Bobby Roode stuff.
This guy is sitting in here watching NXT right now. The person who's watching Monday Night Raw is not watching NXT on the go on their phone.
What does that have to do with anything? Bob Roode is on. Hasn't been on NXT for over like.
No, I was talking to him because he said. What happens on NXT could work on WWE. They don't want it to.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it's not just the creative side. It's also the fans. There are different fans who watch NXT and who watch.
I mean, it happened with Shinsuke being the babyface. It happens with Ty Dillinger when he was a babyface.
What happened?
I just know, like, let Undisputed Era bubble for a while. Bring him up in, like, a year and some change. Let him bubble, though.
Because what happened with Ty Dillinger, he was never shit. Only thing he had was the 10 thing.
No, he was That's over. Just a, he just never...
He was over because of the 10 Ty, thing.
Man. That's what I'm saying. So that NXT gimmick translated to the fans, but he was just never put into a capacity other than the lower card stuff.
Yeah. So what you're saying is all of the sing-along stuff that fans can say transferred over, but the talent didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if Bob Roode... acted like a heel, you know, they would sing along with his song, but they would hate him as a person.
Same way they did it before.
Kind of like how Bray Wyatt's supposed to be a bad guy, but people go along with his intro.
Hey, they were booing Shinsuke on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
For those of y'all
he's doing it the right way.
They were yelling "You suck."
Pretty much.
At Shinsuke, all that stuff. Didn't think that the fans would do.
It's just nut shots every week now? Is that what we
fans, I thought the fans loved him so much, but
Just
nut shots and Kinshasa's.
Basically. Hey, the fact that he did it again, I was dying laughing. I was like, man, I didn't think that you would 3 weeks in a row.
Shout outs to good brother Carl Anderson, though, for taking a Kinshasa bullet for his Uncle brother. Allen. That was
interesting.
I appreciate that.
It was dope seeing the club come back together. Yeah. So we'll see if they actually let them get any traction and do anything with it. You never know with the WWE.
Hopefully they give them some traction because he took two Kinshasa's. He did that because they're not doing shit. So he probably was like, yeah, I'll do it. But
I'll take two to the back of the head. I'm with it.
Right. So I can get on TV.
Yeah.
But
so
that pretty much sums up like Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah.
Well,
do you guys want to do a little bit of spitfire on the Greatest Royal Rumble on the card real quick?
Let's just do the seven matches. Predict them.
We got a little bit of time. Right before we do that, I did want to mention on SmackDown about the signing for Carmella and Charlotte.
Oh, I missed that.
Okay.
And Charlotte throwing a fucking table on Carmella's
head.
I was like, damn, that did not look planned. Like, obviously it was planned for them to get in a scuffle, but not that table laying on top of her like that.
Who's going to come out? Who's going to come out and cost Charlotte the match against Carmella?
It's looking like it's going to be the
Iconics. Could be the Iconics, yeah.
Because they're still tripping on her.
Yeah. But
I don't think Carmella can win without shenanigans.
I don't think her reign's going to be over this soon either. I think she's going to heal it up for a while.
Yeah, I think she'll win, but with
heel
tactics.
And think about it this way. Who's the other heel Who are the heels on SmackDown? Carmella, the Iconics.
That's it, right?
No, was it Absolution or the Riot Squad? Aren't they on one of those shows?
Oh, Absolution got traded, and Riot Squad is on Raw.
I actually got their names right. I didn't call them the Ascension.
Absolution is...
did they disband?
Absolution's kind of in the middle because now Paige is kind of like a babyface GM sort of deal? Or
hello, Paige here.
So
would they turn into just a tag team now?
But I don't see any other bad guys on SmackDown right now, or bad girls on SmackDown right now.
Yeah, because they're running this 3-on-3 right now with Asuka and Bayley and Charlotte.
You know where else you're not going to see the ladies at? Saudi Arabia.
Jeddah.
They are not about women competing in the wrestling ring in Saudi Arabia.
Not yet.
And you know what? It was funny. they really did advertise. But they're not going
to perform in burkas or whatever.
But no, they really were advertising the greatest Royal Rumble during the women's main event on Raw on Monday. That I was like...
That's not necessary.
I'm like, oh, women's revolution. Here, we're going to interrupt your match and cut a promo for our pay-per-view.
They did a lot of picture-in-picture commercial
stuff.
They did that a lot lately.
When it's
I
weird.
Was watching it, I was like, oh, fuck this match, huh?
Pretty much.
Right?
They did it for, like, Shinsuke and they did it for the main event pretty much.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, really? I'm like, I know it's just rest hold time for the people that's watching there, but I'm like.
Still.
So they're saying that the greatest Royal Rumble is going to be around 6 hours.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. 7 titles.
I want to know
Royal Rumble.
I want to know how much time is between each competitor.
It's like, 90
Jesus
seconds.
Jesus Christ, that's a long time.
Should be 90 seconds.
That's 48 times you got to wait 90 seconds.
Traditional Royal Rumble rules, right? 90 seconds.
Jesus, that's a lot.
Long, man.
You guys think we're done with any
surprises?
Yeah, like I was going to say Superstar Shakeup Backlash, or you think that we might see any NXT people in this greatest Royal Rumble?
Maybe not NXT, but I think you'll see, because Andrade hasn't debuted yet on SmackDown. I think he'll probably pop out.
Wasn't Aleister Black in the actual Royal Rumble?
Nope.
Andrade was.
No, oh, Andrade. Right.
It was Adam Cole and Andrade.
Oh, right. Adam Cole, baby.
I don't know.
I can't say his name without saying.
You figure there's probably going to be, because they did hold tryouts out there. I know the one who did the best at the tryouts is going to be in the match.
Oh yeah, somebody did get signed from out there. I mean, a guy and a girl, I believe. So he might be in the Rumble.
They showed Great Khali's going to be in it. Mark Henry.
Wait, in the Rumble?
Yes, Jericho. There's a picture
Mark Henry
with
is in the Rumble.
Mark Henry's retired ass is in the Rumble.
There's a picture and there's like this, I don't know, 18 guys on it. I'm just like, who are the other 32? You think about that. There is going to be 50 men in that match.
Mark Henry can't still go.
It's going to be Brazango.
But it's going to be nobody that matters, though, if you think about it.
Kurt
anybody,
Hawkins is going to be.
Anybody that matters has a title match. Is in a title match.
My bad.
All the heavy hitters. Oh, yeah. R-Truth is going to be in that. Goldust. Who else? The Brooklyn Brawler might pop out.
Oh, my God.
The King might be
Corbin.
In
Corbin.
Oh yeah, boring Corbin's gonna be in there. Oh yeah,
the hype bros.
Not boring, oh yeah, the Corbin. Hype bros. Ty Dillinger.
They ain't even together no more.
No, but they're still.
They gotta have
hype bros.
You said Brizongo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they're gonna be in it. You figure Kurt Hawkins,
Pat Patterson,
Kurt
Patterson,
Briscoe.
Oh,
not Patterson and Briscoe.
The Authors of Pain.
Oh yeah, AOP will be in that. I'm
you
sure.
Got AOP in it. You got
Bischoff,
Andrade in it. You said
Eric Bischoff's gonna come out.
Probably I don't know about y'all, but that was a call. That was a call up. I was really
Dolph
about.
Andrew McIntyre
fake
gonna be.
Razor,
I was just talking about.
Too bad he couldn't do it. But how dope would it be if the Iron Sheik could be
IRS?
That wouldn't be bad.
It couldn't. He's.
Wouldn't be bad.
And he can't clear to do that.
I can't believe they took Jericho off the casket match and put him in the Royal Rumble match.
Virgil.
Yeah.
Virgil. Hogan's gonna come back. Full yo, all great
on
the
boys.
The music's gonna hit there.
Comes crashing we down saw
Nasty
and
boys.
It hurts inside.
That'll be the first Kane. And only WWE event in Saudi Arabia if that happens.
Kane is gonna come out as
Kane's gonna be in the Rumble.
As Isaac Angham DDS, Kane, and he's also gonna come out as
the mayor.
As
yo, how
Razor.
Funny would that be in a rumble if somebody came Diesel. Out like multiple times as all their different
Mick
like personas?
Did he?
Did he?
He yeah. did.
I don't remember that.
He got a he came out of
love,
each
Cactus
one.
Jack,
he got eliminated.
Mankind.
And came
so he
out
came
of
out
man.
Do love and Cactus Jack and Mankind.
Yep.
Hell yeah,
that's
I
great.
That.
I didn't hear that.
No, listen to me.
I don't. Apparently, I don't. Wow.
Yeah, he was dope with that because he also fought somebody else where I think it was like a roulette wheel or something that chose which character they were going to fight. Which obviously they knew who it was going to be, but that's just dope to be like, roulette,
that's right.
I can fight three different people. I don't know who it'll be.
It's like Dario's Wheel of
I think
Doom.
Shane McMahon's in the greatest Royal Rumble.
He was advertised. Yeah, Shane and Daniel Bryan.
Who wins? Like, who's your pick? Out of the guys we know that are in
50
it,
people?
Out of the guys we know that are in it, who's going to win?
Vegas money, Roman Reigns.
He's not in it.
He's in the title.
I know, but that's just how much they push him.
I'm going for Daniel Bryan.
He's
going
to be number 51 in the Rumble, and then...
I'm saying Daniel Bryan.
I'm going to say Goldust.
The Yes Movement.
Goldust.
I don't really care about this Rumble enough. There's way too
just
many
just choose somebody.
I can't, man.
Just choose.
You know what? Let's leave that alone.
Goldust.
Let's run through to seven title matches, predictions. We have the Cruiserweight title champion, Cedric Alexander versus Kalisto. I don't care about this match at all.
I do.
Hey,
I
think,
but Cedric retains. Kalisto's not ready to be a single champion.
Oh, yeah, no. Cedric Alexander's not losing the strap this season.
Wait, Cedric is fighting Kalisto?
Yeah.
No, Cedric.
They did a gauntlet match, which was actually pretty good.
Who is not Sin Cara. Who, you know what? I'm 2 for 2 this week. I'm not confusing the Ascension and Absolution and Sin Cara and Kalisto.
Wait. We might get Kalisto to go heel in a Lucha Party jump. Cedric Alexander.
Lucha Party?
You don't know what the Lucha Party is?
It wouldn't cost a lot of money to bring the Lucha, all the luchadors out. They could put them in the overhead compartment.
It's
put them in storage. Put them in like the overhead bin.
Name them, Dave. Neo. What's
coming
their
name? From another Mexicano over here.
Yo, the little luchadors could literally be the carry-on bags. Like Braun Strowman just walking around with Sin Cara and Kalisto. You're going to get these bags.
Who is the Lucha Party?
Oh, it's Lince Dorado and Kalisto and
Dorado. Lince Dorado, Kalisto, and
Grand
Metalik.
Yeah.
Wow. Who? I didn't know they had that little group thing going on.
They linked up.
Yeah, but Sin Cara really doesn't do anything. He just does like WWE promotional stuff.
They should have never changed his mask. I don't like that new mask.
Pretty much this means that I'm going to get up at like 9:30 instead of 9 to watch this because I'm not watching this match. I'm not doing it.
So are we picking winners? Or are we picking?
Pick your winner.
Cedric
on the cruise.
I'm gonna say Cedric.
I don't think Cedric's gonna keep it.
Whether he wins it fairly or
I thought y'all were gonna say that it was a rematch against Mustafa. That would have been more.
He's definitely gonna retain.
I thought it was gonna be a rematch against Mustafa.
No, they made Mustafa look really strong though in the 205 Live Gauntlet match.
Why can't King Ricochet be in one of these matches?
Man,
because he's in NXT.
I know. Yeah. Next match for the vacated Raw Tag Team Titles, The Bar. Oh, that was rude. Wow.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
70-55.
We are not.
I think the Woken Warriors are going to win this match.
Edit. I did not. Wow. I got to get that out of there.
What do you think, G1?
Oh, man. For once, they got to really, now that it looks like Matt has a solid partner, I feel like it's. They can go ahead and get him a title. It would be too lame to give it back to Sheamus and Cesaro after they lost it and after the whole vacating thing. I just let Matt Hardy and Bray run with it, do their thing for a minute, see how they work as champions. If not, then give it to another team. But anybody but Sheamus.
I think, honestly, even though I don't like them, I think Hardy and Bray winning the straps –
yeah.
It's gonna be good for the Raw Tag Team Division awesome. Because those guys
I
are.
I think so.
Like,
it'll be simply delightful.
Hey,
yeah,
I don't mean I'm gonna like it because I'm not gonna like it. I'm gonna hate it, but it'll be a good thing for the Tag Team Division. Fuck those guys. Fuck that gimmick. It's trash. It's dumb. Matt Hardy's a grown man. Don't be talking like that, dude. You sound like a moron.
No. And also, I don't want to see the Bar go back to Raw.
It's no different it's from King Booker. And I thought that gimmick
when they came
great.
On SmackDown
King
and they ran into
I thought
New
that
Day
gimmick was great.
I didn't like that either.
You reignite what they had with the New Day. When the New Day, they don't like the Bar.
Why can't they just have the Bar have the Raw straps on SmackDown?
Because then you would have to send the SmackDown straps to Raw.
Why? Swerve it up a little bit.
Swerve it up and let SmackDown, a two-hour show, have all the titles?
Not saying let them have all the titles. I'm just saying if the Bar wins the straps, then the Bar wins the straps.
That'd be too much mixing it up.
I know, but then all Raw would have is the Universal title and the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, can't do that.
I'm not saying the Bar would like the straps would stay on SmackDown. I'm just saying the
definitely doesn't
the bar
look like
could
Jeff's
hold
joining anytime.
Anyways, yeah, no, that's probably not going to happen anytime soon.
Dave, who thinks winning that match? Yeah.
I think the Bar is going to take it.
Oh, you think they're taking it and going back to Raw?
Yeah, just because I don't think the tag team division
Raw's tag team division is looking weak right now.
Yeah, and I think they need somebody to give if Bobby Lashley and Bray Wyatt.
Bobby Lashley and Bray Wyatt about the. I mean, not Bray Wyatt. Bobby Lashley and Braun Strowman.
If they become a thing, I think it'd be good to see both of them. Like, mix it up.
Two big, powerful dudes.
Although Bray Wyatt can beat Braun, yeah, can pretty much beat any tag team. So that's why I hope that team does not come to fruition.
Right, because then that would supposed to be the dominant force of Braun and Lashley.
I like to see the Woken movement just be built up a little bit.
Greenery?
Just be built up just a little bit more. That's what I would like to see.
Oh, yes.
Like I like to see Brother Nero join the ranks.
They need some more in it.
Yeah. So yeah.
You will want to see Nero, but then they snatched him away real quick. Like I don't want him to be any part of this.
That's just me fantasy booking.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the next match?
That would be the U.S. Championship match: Jeff Hardy and Tinder Mahal.
Yeah, Jeff.
Why are you hating on Jinder? I like Jinder.
I don't like Jinder.
Cool. I like Jinder too, but I don't think he's winning the title back.
King Bacney needs to go somewhere.
Hey,
they
I
just
got
gave
back
Jeff
knee.
The title and made
but
him
he
the
has
Grand back Slam.
Knee from
I don't
steroids.
Think
yeah, that's true.
Someone should give him the wellness test.
I think Jinder's going to take it.
Dave probably with the hot take.
Like that would make sense out there, though.
That's racist.
Because is that why you
because the WWE has never put the title on somebody because of reasons
I'm
similar
picking, I'm
to
I'm picking
that.
It because
it's good for business.
I don't think Jeff needs a title. I just think I think Tinder needs the title because it helps him feel more.
I'm gonna need you
relevant.
Stop calling him Tinder Mahal. Yeah.
That's his name on this show.
I actually don't think Jinder needs it. I think during the time that he had,
he's
the,
more arrogant, the, more smug when he has a title.
Yeah, but I think during the time that he had the strap, I think that their experiment actually worked. I think they built Jinder up to be somebody. To the fact that when he was the first person traded in the shakeup, that it actually like meant something.
If,
like, oh, Raw's getting Jinder.
If they showed more vignettes of him like coming out of limos and like nice cars and living more lavishly, I wouldn't think he would need a title. Kind of like going off of like a $1 million man type of gimmick.
Uh-huh.
But since they don't show that, I think he just needs some sort of something to show that he's better than everyone.
Okay.
Man, shout out to my brother from another mother, Josh Molesky. This man talking about Matt and Jeff Hardy look like cousins that's fighting over who's going to get called stepdad when they share the same girlfriend. He's high on some other shit right now.
You need to mute that kid.
He's silly, man.
I'm just going to say Jeff Hardy because I don't really have no stake in that match. I don't really care about that one either, I'm coming to find out. SmackDown Tag Team, Bludgeons and the Usos.
Shit. That's tough. That's real tough. Cause Bludgeon's on fire
it's
right
looking
now.
Real strong.
Uso's been on fire.
It's too soon to take the straps off of the
is it? What the hell is going
like seeing,
on with this story?
Twerking Naomi,
right?
Causing
hey,
a distraction.
That would distract anybody.
And then
I'm
taking
sorry.
The Luke Harper taking a Air Force
Nasty
One to the face.
Kick. Dude, I'm talking about
Mia. Let's talk about that. That was kind of real weird to me. Like
what? Her twerking?
No. Like first off, her coming out. And her dancing causing a distraction to the Bludgeon Brothers.
They never seen no girl. They live in the woods.
Right. So is that the game we're playing? Like, if they're supposed to be like mad men, they should have been like, oh, whatever to her. We're still going to destroy these people.
She's so
we
beautiful.
We acting like that Naomi distracted.
And so fit.
I think, you
like
know what? I think they're going to open, maybe they're going to open up a window of opportunity.
I was
just
like, what if Naomi joined the Bludgeon Brothers? What if she traded on... traded on her man.
She became like the Sunny.
That would be the swerve no one saw coming.
She became like the Sunny of the Bludgeon Brothers.
Yeah, like she just became their manager. Wow. Like she could mesmerize them with her moves.
Did anybody watch the Mixed Match Challenge?
Yeah. God damn this chair.
On the last show, there was actually some interaction, and then even in WrestleMania in that tag team match
with Naomi
with
and
Steph
the Bludgeon
and all
Brothers?
Them, and it was some interaction. So I feel like eventually, I say that to say eventually there's going to be some interaction. Maybe the Bludgeon Brothers put Naomi through a table on some classic
Dudley
Boys type shit.
They take her to the Bludgeon compound. The Bludgeon compound.
Oh my god, that just sounds like a
Bludgeon compound. Sound like some
I'm sorry,
other
it
shit.
Sounds like a snuff film.
This
them taking her to the Bludgeon compound.
Nah, we don't want her to go to the Bludgeon compound.
They take her to the Bludgeon compound, and the Usos got to break her out like Double Dragon style.
Wow,
they're gonna break her out like they broke out of the Uso penitentiary.
Yeah, where did that go?
Wow. So we all think
Prison Break.
We all think what Usos are gonna win, or I think Bludgeon. I think it's gonna be Bludgeon.
I think Bludgeon Brothers are gonna win. They gonna keep it. I think Naomi's gonna cause the loss, them to lose, instead
cause
of
the distraction and cause a rift between her. And, yeah.
Ooh, I wasn't thinking that. Yeah. I hope Naomi doesn't cause the Uso break.
They're not gonna break the Usos.
I mean,
right
not breaking them up, but just like it be this whole. Angle
I mean,
because
she's already married to one, so it's not like it could be a situation where like they're both trying to date.
Unless
her.
They do like the soap opera gimmick, where she's like,
"That would be like
I didn't know
super,
that was you."
That would be like super controversial. That would be back to Attitude Era type shit.
God damn it, pal!
Right? Like seriously,
like what you doing with my brother? I thought that was you.
We need more chocolate.
We ain't even got the same tattoo.
More chocolate.
And we have another match coming up that everybody
more chocolate.
I know you guys are all excited to watch John Cena and Triple H go at it.
Oh my god!
You know
this is a match that has absolutely no
nothing.
Bearings.
It's just happening to happen.
Yeah, it's the attraction.
Kind of like Rusev and Taker.
It's
why are they doing it?
It's the attraction.
Yeah, but they don't get wrestling so much, so they're going to want to see, just like we get older people at
Mania.
Yeah,
they want to see the big names.
Yeah,
Cena ever in his life sells a boot like he did at WrestleMania against The Undertaker. Undertaker did not touch him.
Okay,
so which one of these old fogies you want to see win this match?
I want to see
Triple H.
I want to see Cena win.
Cena's going to win.
Cena's gonna win, but I want to see Triple H win.
Which kind of makes you think. Which makes you think twice, because Triple H like pretty much slams on everybody. He even beat Jinder Mahal in India, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to see John Cena just take a W because he hasn't been winning at all.
He really hasn't.
Because he lost that Mania, so
the Mania
since he lost that Mania,
count.
Yeah.
I mean it. It counts in the book.
It counts in the book.
It was like a glorified enhancement match.
So yeah, pretty much squash match type shit.
Enhancement.
It's horrible.
So that match is going to be laughable. This next match is exciting. This is going to be a good one. IC title ladder match. Seth, Miz, Ben, and Joe. That could steal the show.
So here's the thing that's weird about this is that Joe is like ignoring this match. Because Joe was still talking about fighting Reigns for the strap at Backlash. So
that's
if
what
he's
makes
saying
it
that,
great.
Then doesn't it already mean that Joe's not going to win that match?
No, or maybe he's just staying.
He wins that IC title and has two straps.
Or The Miz wins it in a swerve.
As great as Joe is, I don't think he's going to be. If they didn't let Braun carry the tag titles by himself, they're not about to give Joe two straps.
But that's happened before. No one's ever
what's happened before two straps.
Yeah,
no.
That's what I'm saying. That's happened before, and it's never happened to have one person hold two tag team straps.
The Kingslayer.
You think he's got it?
Definitely going.
I'm gonna say Samoa Joe.
I'm gonna say Finn.
I'd like to see Finn, but I think The Miz is gonna win.
Samoa Joe.
Kingslayer.
Samoa Joe.
Samoa.
Tyler Black.
Wow. Undertaker and Rusev.
Man, I'm going for the ultimate swerve in that
Rusev.
And that Rusev is going to bury the Undertaker and
bury
some,
me
and
softly,
himself.
Brother.
Rusev is going to bury the Undertaker on Rusev, Day?
Rusev Day.
Softly, damn, brother.
Okay. Popular opinion says Taker's going to win because he's Taker, but
I say Taker.
But Taker always wins. I mean, he always loses his.
Friday's Rusev Day. Brothers. Things may turn around on Rusev Day.
You know,
what's up with Aiden English now dropping like the hot. Rap
he got
now.
Bars. He cut his hair. He got bars now.
He has everything but a suntan.
Facts?
Man.
And a title.
He
can use a title. I give him that.
He should probably come out with the album. All right.
WWE champion AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura.
The phenomenal AJ Styles. You got
to
say it.
My apologies to the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Absolutely.
Hmm.
Man, I'm definitely going to say it's AJ.
AJ?
It's AJ, man.
I kind of want to see Shinsuke take it because I want to see AJ in a chasing picture.
If Shinsuke takes it, it's not going to be here. It's going to be like a bigger situation like SummerSlam or some shit.
Well,
that's
then.
When Shinsuke is going to take it. But Shinsuke is not going to take it at the greatest Royal Rumble. It's not that big of an event.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I think Shinsuke is actually going to win.
Mm-hmm. That we're just picking here.
I think Shinsuke also... I think AJ's bested him for the most part. You know, leading up to Mania and winning at Mania. So even though he's been taking the nut shots lately, that doesn't make Shinsuke look strong.
That's a nut shot.
What I'm saying is that in
Kinshasa's do.
He's been taking nut shurikens.
Yeah, but normally what you say is like, oh, if this guy's been looking strong leading up to the pay-per-view, then he's going to lose the pay-per-view. But Shinsuke isn't looking strong leading up. He's just being a heel. Because even on SmackDown, AJ was getting the best of him before, you know, before he got the nut shot in and stuff. Yeah. So
my only thing that, like I said, heels don't need to look strong. They never need to because they're heels.
Yeah.
They don't need to.
That's what makes Miz special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's going to be that match. Let's see. Main event, WWE Universal title match, Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns.
Can somebody get a copy of Braun's contract so we know how long he's contracted for?
I don't know, but I heard he's making upwards of like $600,000 per appearance.
And, no, I think it's like $100,000 per appearance.
I read 600.
And he's doing six appearances.
No, I heard 600,000 per.
Because of the chatter of Vince swerving it last minute and making Braun win and kind of forcing Braun into a hand of having to sign an extension on his contract, was it just so Roman can beat him in a better market? Because everybody keeps saying that Roman is big over there.
Oh, Neo, in Saudi Arabia?
What's your take?
Ah, real quick. It's $100,000 every appearance, $500,000 every match. $500,000 to wrestle for 13 minutes.
And that's why him and Roman on Raw was so boring. Because they would have to pay him more for him to get into a scuffle with Roman. So they're like, oh, no. Just stand in the ring and look at each other.
Yeah, I was surprised there was no
hands.
Nobody jumped anybody.
Yeah,
I thought as soon as Roman got in there, Brock was going to do what Brock does: drop the title, go at him, tackle him, beat his ass, and walk out.
Roman came out, talked to crap, dropped the mic.
All the while, suplex. Paul Heyman's looking on like,
right. German suplex, F5, German suplex, F5, German suplex.
I do like the new Paul Heyman shirt.
I was like, that was real.
I don't know if y'all seen
it. I ain't seen it yet.
The new Paul Heyman shirt on the WWE Shop Zone is pretty dope.
Pull it up. One of y'all pull it up.
I got you. But yeah, so you think Brock or Roman?
Roman.
I think Roman also. Just because of the contract, and I think Brock wants a break.
And it's a safer bet for him to win overseas where he's probably not going to get his boot as heavily as he would here in the States.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Roman this time around.
They got two for $30 shirts on Shops. This is why I don't go to ShopZone that often, man. That Ricochet
Shop Zone. Damn, I ain't heard that shirt. I ain't heard that name in a while.
It's like Metro Center.
He said Shop, right. He said Shop Zone.
Yeah, it's just Ricochet. Right? That's the old one.
Damn.
Yeah. And then the Rumble, I think we all said, I mean, I think I was reading, they're saying Daniel Bryan's going to win the greatest Royal Rumble.
Goldust.
I'm definitely there Gold for Daniel
Dust.
Bryan.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
Goldie.
Yes, yes, yes. Technically, Daniel Bryan's an Arizona resident, so you got to give him, that. If that makes sense. Let me see.
Never a prediction, always a spoiler.
Huh.
It looks like a...
Oh, wow. That is dope.
He looks like Animal from Legion of Doom.
Yeah, he does. That's dope, though.
That's hard.
Heyman.
There it is, Matt Maniacs. These are the hottest of takes for this week in wrestling. The only thing I could really plug for the New Japan Corner is the Road to Dontaku is still going on. I have to watch the match between Jay White and Dave Finlay.
Switchblade.
Yeah, Switchblade. That's a match that's on my queue, so I'll be sure to be reporting on that, although I am late, and I apologize. Gomenasai. But as always, we are trying to make it. We are trying to do more shows for you, Matt Maniacs, so please continue to support the Patreon page.
Support.
We're definitely trying to go to All In. We want to plan something for the Royal Rumble. All In is going to fall around the same time of our 100th episode. The more Patreon supporters we have, the more t-shirts that we sell on ProWrestlingTees.com.
You said that's your birthday weekend, sir?
Yeah, September 1st is my birthday.
So damn, I'm going to have to pop out then.
I think Mega Ran said that's his birthday weekend.
His birthday is a couple days after mine.
I'm going to have to pop out then.
Like Neo was saying before I really interrupted him, but we're all saying the same thing, which is donate. and help these guys get to All In for their birthday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
You know?
So the avenues that you can pursue, patreon.com/MattManiaPodcast, ProWrestlingTees.com, search Matt Mania Podcast.
Shout out to him.
Megaran.com, search in the merch page. Bandcamp, Yeti.
That's right.
Everything does add up, so we definitely do appreciate your patronage and your continued support.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Run it.
And then, yeah, everybody give them your socials. Let them know where y'all can find.
So Matt Maniacs.
Where they can find you, not where you can find them.
You can catch me on your Twitter machine. The Neo X, giving you the hottest takes.
Use your Googles.
Use thy Googles. G1, where can they find you, man?
G, the number one in the words, to the rescue. G1 to the rescue on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. Again, definitely go support Matt Mania Battle Royale and also support the single Boo or Cheer produced by me. Shouts out the Bag of Trick Cats, Bag of Tricks Cat.
Felix.
Don't worry, man. I'll play some of that going out.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Teak on the joint. Snapped at the end. Took it out crazy. Emerald Nights 2 coming over the summertime.
Yep, Nights
four
2.
Songs produced by me. It's going to be crazy, man.
I was a big fan of the first Emerald Nights, so
yeah.
I can't wait to see the...
I got half the album on two. Two is
where
crazy.
Where can they find you, Brock?
Well, where can they... Oh, wait, real quick. Do you have any music on, like... On Bandcamp or SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.com/G1to the rescue. And there are some things coming. I'm one half of 1313 with my brother Ron Mack. So we got some, my biological brother Ron Mack. So we got some stuff coming that's already ready to go. And he got a mini
Good
movie.
Brother.
Live Free Stay Litty. Mini movie and album coming out soon. Shouts out to Ron Mack. He was just here in Arizona with me, man. So
nice.
Love my brother. Real shit.
There you go.
Yeah, you can catch me on Twitter talking my shit, ROKNOWLEDGE. I'm usually good for a couple chuckles every once in a while, especially on a Friday night when I'm drinking sake bombers. So check me out on there.
Apparently going to catch hands at the sushi joint.
Man, oh, that was wild.
That was funny.
Oh, man. that whole little Twitter story was quite entertaining going back to read that the next day. So check me out on there. Rhyme and Reason is coming back sooner than later. And yeah.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at @Teak_Hall. And you can find me on Facebook at Teak Hall. And shout out to Megaran. This episode was
Bluetooth
90
Radio
minutes,
Raheem.
Man. We did this for you. Matt Mania. And as always,
keep your shoulders off the mat.
It's like the crowds at the shows.